Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf Yomi, which is Pesachim Peites. We are five lines from the bottom of Peches Amud Beis. Amar, let's review the halacha we learned earlier. We had a story of five individuals, each one with his carbon Pesach. Afterwards, they noticed, after the Hakrova, they take a look at the hides of the karbanis, which were now mixed up, and they discover that one of them has a mum, in which case one of the karbanis were invalid. Problem is, we don't know who the owner of that karban was, in which case four of them had a proper karban, and one of them did not. The Gemara tells us, they're pata from Pesach Sheni. Amamar upturin melasis Pesach Sheni. What do you mean? One of these individuals had not brought a carbon. His carbon was pasal. One of them wasn't yaitzei. How can we say they're all pater from Pesach Sheni? Mishum deloy ifshar. You're right. One of them really owes a carbon, but we don't really have a solution for that. Hey chil avid, what should they do? Leisi kolchad v'chad Pesach. Should each one re-bring his carbon, whether it's still enough time to bring Pesach Rishon, it's Erev Pesach of the first one, or perhaps Pesach Sheni, should they all bring a carbon again? They can't do that. K'mayis Yichun Lazar, he's bringing a non-carbon to the Azara. Why? Da'abo minayu avdilu. Because four of them had already brought their carbon. And now their animal that they're bringing now is not carbon Pesach. You can't bring a second carbon. So true, one of them is going to have a solution using this method, the one that wasn't Yaitzi. But the other ones are going to bring Chulin Lazar, which is an Isser. Laisi Kulu Chat Pesach. Should they perhaps all partner together in one Pesach? This way, the one that needs to still bring the carbon will be Yaitzi in that manner. That's also not a solution. Nimtza Pesach Nechal Shiloyim Limnuyav. The Pesach will be consumed by non-members because the ones that were ready yoytze, their membership is worthless. So that's more haimai. Why? What's the problem? Why can't we do the following? Neisi kol chad minayu pischei v'nisni. Every one of these five individuals should bring another animal with a condition. Make a stipulation as follows. V'neimai, you should say, ididi balmum, if it was my carbon which was a balmum, in which case, I still owe a carbon Pesach. Haida, I see hashtoni have a Pesach. Okay, this one that I am bringing should be my Pesach. V'idi tam. However, if my carbon was really a tam, a proper, unblemished carbon, in which case I was yoytze, and I don't need another carbon. Haida, I see hashtoni have a shlamim. Okay, this one that I'm bringing should be a shlamim. He can do it conditionally. He can make it tonight. If I owe a carbon Pesach, let this be the Pesach. Otherwise, let it be an adava shlamim. What's wrong with that? This way, the four who don't need a carbon Pesach, their animal will be a shlamim. The individual, wherever he is, who needs a carbon Pesach, he will now be bringing his carbon Pesach. Lo yafshar. That also is not an option. Because unlike a Pesach, a carbon shlamim has a portion of it, the chazah, the chest area, the shayk, the leg there, that goes to the kayin. The kehanim u da'achile. It's the portion that goes to the kehanim. Now, we can't give it to the kayin in this case. We can't just take the chazah of the shayk and hand it over to the kayin because on the chance that this is really a carbon Pesach, he's feeding carbon Pesach material to a kayin who is not a member. He's not a monoi on this carbon Pesach. Therefore, this option doesn't work. Says the Gemara, okay, you worried about the chelik ha-koyin? No problem. V'neisi kol chad v'chad koyin v'adei. Have each one of these people bring along a koyin and make him a member in his theoretical carbon Pesach. In which case, on the tzad, on the chance that it's really a carbon Pesach, he can feed the kayin, the chaz of a shaykh. Hai kayin echidami. What's the status of this kayin? Ida avit Pesach. if he already brought his own Korban Pesach, then it certainly can't work. Dilma hai Pesachu. Perhaps this now is going to be a Pesach. Minimtza Pesach nechal shalilim nuyav. In which case, the Pesach is going to be fed to a non-member because this kohen cannot join another Pesach once he already was yoyt his Korban Pesach. Vidilo yavet Pesach. Well, you'll say this kohen had not yet been yoyt his Korban Pesach. Dilma shlomimu. In that case, we have to be concerned that perhaps this carbon is not a Pesach, it's a Shlomim. Right? There's always a chance it could be either Pesach or Shlomim. That was the condition. If I'm Chayiv Pesach, it should be a Pesach, otherwise it's a Shlomim. Now, on the chance that it's a Shlomim, then this coin was not Yoytzeh's Mitzvah. We're speaking about a coin that never did a Pesach yet. Dilma Shlomimu, v'lo yavet Pesach, in which case the coin will not have fulfilled his Pesach. So that doesn't work. V'nesi kol chad chamisha, chad koin, d'lo yavad Pesach. Perhaps we can follow the following formula. Each one of these five individuals should bring along a friend, a koin, who had not yet brought his Korban Pesach. V'nimni iloyei hani chamisha psachim. So all five will bring one koin, right? Five individuals here will bring along one koin who had not yet brought his Korban Pesach. And he will join these five psachim. Meaning, one of them is going to be a Korban Pesach. We just don't know which one. This kohen will theoretically become a member of all five, meaning whichever one amongst the five will be the Pesach, I'm going to be a member of that Pesach. Now, we covered all chances. The Mimon of Shach. In all cases, Ikachad Eliyavet Pesach. There's one there, one person who had not yet brought his Korban Pesach. In which case, this carbon is a carbon Pesach, the Kanaf Kibay. And this way, they're Yaitze with that carbon Pesach. The individual whose carbon was a Bamum originally is now going to be Yaitze with his carbon. And the Kayan, who had not yet brought his carbon, will be Yaitze as well. Because he joined the carbon Pesach wherever it is. So why can't that be a proper solution? Says the Gemara, Ella Mishum Dekomim Mamit Bachila Shlomim. But proceeding in this fashion, what we're really doing is, we're shortening the time span of the Achila of Shlomim. Because we have to account for the chance that this is a Pesach. Each one of these five can theoretically be a Pesach. And has to be eaten within the time frame of Achila's Pesach, which is only that first night. Dilu Pesach liyom v'laylo. Pesach only has a day and a night to be eaten. Vilu shlamim l'shnei yomim laylo echad. Shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. And since we have to be concerned that perhaps this thing is a Korban Pesach, you have to shorten the zman achila. You cannot drag it out for 2 days and a night. And what happens now? Four of these are really shlamims, which have a longer zman achila. By shortening their zman, says Rashi, you're going to be burning, you're going to be bringing kashrut, which is really kashrut, to sreif unnecessarily. Therefore, that's not an option. Says him, v'neisi moisar ha-pesach. What about the following solution? We know that there's something called moisar ha-pesach, leftovers of the Korban Pesach. For instance, a person designates a certain amount of money for purchase of this carbon, and he has some leftover. That's called moisar ha-pesach. Or suppose he has an animal which he reserved for carbon, went missing and reserved another one. He has one left over. That's meant to be used for a shlomim. Because a Pesach and a shlomim are closely related. It's as though Pesach is a subcategory of within the shlomim family, and something which can't conform to Pesach is used as a shlomim. Says, well, why can't he just take some money and consider it Moisra Pesach? He'll say, this is not for Pesach, this is leftover for Pesach. A Pesach leftover. In which case, it only has this Zman Achila of Pesach. It's going to be used for a Shlomim, but a different type of Shlomim, not your standard, typical Shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night. Rather, it's going to be treated like a Pesach leftover, which only has this Zman Achila of a Korban Pesach, a day and a night. So why can't that serve as an option here? these five people should take an animal and say, well, I'm making a tanai. Either it's my Pesach, if I need it, or it's Moisera Pesach, which is a certain type of shlamim, which only has a Zman Achil of Pesach. So now we don't have that conflict. The Zman Achil conflict between Pesach and shlamim. I'm not shortening the Zman Achil, because even the Moisera Pesach has the same Zman as Pesach. V'naisi Moisera Pesach, v'neim, and say like this. Ididi Balmum. If my original carbon Pesach was a Balmum, in which case it was Pasal, Haida Isi Hashta, Nehavi Pesach. The one I'm bringing now should be my Pesach. Ididi Tamu. If my original carbon was a Tam, and I no longer need a carbon Pesach, Nehavi Aide Isi Hashta Shlomim. If that's the case, the one I'm bringing now should be a Shlomim. A Moisra Pesach type of Shlomim. The Moisra Pesach Nechal Yom Belay Lechad, because a Pesach leftover has a Zman Achila v'yayim v'layla. So this addresses the Zman Achila conflict. Why isn't this a good solution? Let all five people follow this formula. This way, the one that needs his Pesach will be Yaitzei now. V'chi mafrish and chil l'maisreis. Can a person initially be mafrish something and designate it as a Pesach leftover? If it's leftover, fine, but you can't initially take a carb and say, well, this is a Pesach leftover. It doesn't work. Says, okay, v'nitrichu, let them exert themselves. Look around. V'naisi moisir Pesach. Go see who has some leftover money, legitimate moisir Pesach. Pull together the money, purchase five animals, and proceed with this formula. Each one will say, well, if I need a Pesach, this is my Pesach. Otherwise, this is a Pesach leftover. It's a Shmoisar Pesach, which is a Shlomim, but a Moisar Pesach version of Shlomim, in which case it has the same Zman Achil as Pesach, and there's no conflict. Elam Shem Smich. The concern is because Shlomim, a legitimate Shlomim, needs Smicha performed. You have to lean on the carbon, duvid, as opposed to a carbon Pesach, which does not have Smicha. Pesach doesn't require smicha, and if it doesn't require smicha, you cannot do smicha unnecessarily. Rashi says it's using the carbon to avoid the bekachim. So we have a conflict once again. We have an animal before us, which is suffolk Pesach, in which case you can't do smicha. Suffolk that it's moisar Pesach and has the same din as a shlomim with respect to smicha. It needs smicha. And you can't do smicha on the chance that it's a Pesach. Therefore, you can't bring something knowing that you will not be able to be makayim its mitzvah properly, because if it's a shlomim, it needs smicha, which you can't do. Dilu moisa Pesach loy bayis smicha, dilu moisa bayis smicha. Says mahateinach karban anoshim. Okay, that's a concern by a karban which belongs to a man, which requires smicha. Karban noshem maikel ameima. What about a karban that belongs to an ishud, which does not require smicha? So bring the moisar material from an isha. In which case, even if it's moisar pesach, which is a shlam, it doesn't need smicha. There's no smicha conflict. Elam shematonis. Says that there is a conflict on account of the matonis adam. Why? Dilu pesach matona achas. The way we apply the dam to the mizbech by Karban Pesach is only matona achas. One application. Vilu shlamim shtayim shein dalet. But if it's a real shlamim, it needs more than just one application. You need to do two matonis on the mizbech, one on each corner of the mizbech. When you do it at the corner, you come into contact with two sides. The same thing on the other corners. That's shtayim. It's two applications. Shein arba, which total four. You actually reach four sides in this bech. In any case, there's a difference, the disparity between the matanis dam of Pesach, which is only a single matana, and the shlam, which requires two. So again, we're stuck. You can't stipulate, well, if this is a Pesach, let it be my Pesach. If it's a shlam, let it be a shlam. Because what are you going to do when it comes to matanis adam? My nafkimina, what difference is there? But none, Mishnah tells us, sure, lechatchila, the shlomim needs to have more, but the evid, even one is enough. So just do one. V'atnan kol ha'natan ha'mizbech ha'chitzen. All the karbanis which their dam is going to be placed on the mizbech ha'chitzen, shenos matan ha'achas kiper, which were only applied once, yaitze. The carbon is fine. So why isn't that an option? Let all five individuals bring five karbonis and make a tanai. Well, if this is my Karban Pesach, because I need a Karban Pesach, fine. Otherwise, let it be the Maisra Pesach, the Shlomim, and just proceed doing one matan on the Mizbeach. Either way, it's fine. If it's a Pesach, it's fine. If it's a Shlomim, it's fine. Ela Mesham de Ilu Pesach Beshricha, Vilu Shlomim Mizrika. There's a discrepancy between the Pesach and the Shlomim with respect to the manner of application. A Karban Pesach's dam is spilled on the Mizbeach Beshricha, and the dam of a Shlomim Mizrika, you throw it. Different type of application. Now you're stuck again. You have a conflict. You can't cover all bases. If it's Pesach, you're meant to do it one way. If it's Shlomim, a different way. Ma'inaf kemina. Again, what difference does it make? Because b'di'evet, it's fine either way. For Tanya, call an etanim b'zrika. All the karbanos that need to be zrika, that the dam needs to be thrown, shenasim b'shvicha, yatsa. If he didn't do zrika, instead he did shvicha, he poured it. Poured it straight down, yatsa. So why can't you just do shvicha, which works either way, whether it's a Pesach or it's a Shlomim? Says my Eimah the Kamrinan Di'evet. When is it said that shvicha works in lieu of zrika? That's only after the fact, but Di'evet. Yaitzei. The Chatchila Nami. But initially, approach a carbon in this manner and do the akrova improperly? That's not a good solution. Therefore, we're stuck. We don't really have a viable option here. And they just stop in their tracks and potter from doing a Pesach Shein. And Tosfos asks Akash, he says, we're dealing with smicha, with bringing about noisar, or these types of concerns. But look, you're trying to address a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is bekaris if neglected. Why doesn't that outweigh all those concerns? So Tosfos says, look, in neglecting Havas Karban Pesach is merely a passive neglect. It's Sheva Al Tasa, you're not actively doing an Avera. Whereas when it comes to being Makriv improperly, that's Kumba say you're doing something improper, especially, says Tosfos, because most of the people here brought their Karban. So both factors combined. You're doing something improper, and we're dealing with a group which most individuals don't need a solution. Most of them already brought their karm. Therefore, it doesn't justify doing an improper akrova, and we just leave it. We just leave it alone. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'im l'banav. You have a father going up to Yerushalayim, and he wants to get his sons going, b'zrizas. So he makes an announcement. Ha'im l'banav, he turns to his sons, and he says, "Areni sheichet ezar Pesach. I'm going to Yerushalayim. I'm going to do the shechita of the Karban Pesach al mi sheyale mikem rishon Yerushalayim, on behalf of the first one that enters Yerushalayim. Whichever one amongst you enters first, he gets the Karban." It says the Mishnah, kiven shehichnes harishon roish v'rubay, as soon as the first one enters, his head and most of his body, zocha b'chalka, he is zoicha in his chelk in the Karban Pesach, u'mezakeh sechavimoy, and on account of his zechiyah, he also generously transfers some of the carbon to his brothers. Says the Gemara, how does this work? Shmami no yesh breira? It would seem from this Mishnah that we apply the concept of breira. He told the sons, look, the first one that enters Yerushalayim, he will be considered the primary member of this carbon Pesach. Now, he does the shechita, and then the first one enters Yerushalayim. Retroactively, he has become the primary member. You can verify now and apply it retroactively, and that's a chiddush, because we know it's a machlokes elsewhere in Shas. We have a raya from our mission that we apply this concept. Truthfully, he counted all his sons as members of his Karban Pesach. He's simply trying to be mezarz them with mitzvahs, to hurry them up, to inspire them, to motivate them. But the truth is that all his sons had already been included in the Karban Pesach. Deikanami, I'll prove to you from the Lashna Mishnah. Diktani, umazake echav imay. Mishnah says that the father did the shechita on account of the first son, and then that son can be mazake his brothers with a chelik in the carbon. How does that work? You can't go ahead and join the carbon after the shechita. If it was speaking that the father already counted all his children into the carbon initially before shechita, fine, that makes sense that they're all considered members. But if we're speaking that they hadn't yet joined the carbon initially, after shechita can they join the carbon? We learned in the Mishnah, which is coming soon, nimnin, you can become a member, and actually pull out of the carbon as well, until the point of shechita. We can't join after shechita. This provides a solid proof that our pshat in the Mishnah is correct. The father really counted them all in. He was simply using this this terminology of I'm giving the Pesach for the first one to inspire them, to motivate them to get going. Tanya mihachi, we learned likewise in the Braisa that they were really all members. Masa v'kodnu banis l'banim. It was a story where the daughters outran the sons. They reach Yerushalayim first. V'nimtza banis zrizais u'banim shveilim. It turns out the daughters were zrizais and the sons were shveilim, were laid back, lazy ones. But the Braisa doesn't say that the daughters were zaycha. It was just a complimentary regard towards the daughters because of their zrizas. But technically speaking, halachically speaking, all children really included in the Karban Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Lo'olam nimnin olav atshiyah b'kazayis l'chalechad v'echad. You could count in as many members as you wish, as long as there's a kazayis basar for each individual of that group. Nimnin, you can join. U'moishch nesedei numenu, you could pull away from the Korban Pesach, become a non-member, until the Shechit. Rav Shimon Omer, when it comes to pulling out, you have a bit longer. Achi Yizorek es Adam until the Shechit. Maika Mashmon. Well, what does the Mishnah mean? You can have as many members as you wish, as long as each one has a kazayas. Isn't that Poshet? Haka Mashmon, the Mishnah is trying to teach us a Chiddush. The Afagav de Imni Olav Chaburuzu. Suppose group A counted themselves in on this carbon. They can go ahead and turn around and have a second chabura join. The first chabura could pull out and the second one joins. That's a chiddush because there's a shita later on the masechta that holds it doesn't work. You need at least one of the original chabura present. Our Mishnah apparently doesn't hold of that concern. You can pull away, you can join, whatever you want, as long as you have a kazayis per person. Nimnin Moshchan Esedein Ashi Shachet. Tanakhama says, you can come and go until the Shechita. Shimon says, until the Zrika. Amar Abaye, Machlegas Limashach. When Shimon says, you have up until Zrika, that's only pertaining to pulling out of the carbon. The Rabbanan Savri, Miyois Miseh, the Pasuk says, V'miyimat habayis. And the drush is, if the members will lessen, will diminish. V'miyimat habayis, if something is going to pull out, Miyois Miseh. It needs to be, while he says, still Miyois. The drush is like this. The Rabbanan Savri, Miyois Miseh, is referring to the lifetime of the Seh. Michayusei the Seh, perhaps Hey and Ches are interchangeable. During the Hayois, the being, the existence of the Seh, you can still pull out. Reb Shimon Sover, Mahavayase de Se. Now this miyut can take place as long as the Se is still pre-avoida. As long as the avoidas were not completed, you still have a chance to pull out. So until the Zrika. Aval limonis, but concerning joining and becoming a member, divakol achi shacht, all agree, the deadline is a shchit. Damak rabim mechsas nefashis, which means the group of people, Vada tachoisu. Mixas nefashis, ish lepi achoi tachoisu. Tachoisu de shchita. So joining as a member only takes place until shchita. Tanya mihachi, we have a right from a braisa. Nimnin, you can join. The moishchan is the name of men, you can pull out. Ashi shachit. That's Tanakama, Pshimon Oimer. Nimnin, ashi shachit. When it comes to joining, I agree. That's only up until shchita because it says, However, when it comes to pulling out umayshchin, ad shizarek adam, you have a bit longer until the zrik. Continues the Mishnah. Hamamane imay acher b'chalka. Suppose you have a group of people joined together to have their Korban Pesach, and one member of the group decided to be generous, and he invited some of his friends to join in. Hamamane imay acher b'chalka. He brought a friend along to join in his part. Rashoy b'nei chabura. The other members of the Chabura can turn to him and say, look, take your fair share, take your part, and have it, share it with your friend. And he will have his part with his friend. And they have theirs. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the following shaila. What happens if Bnei Chabura shehayu yodav shel echad men yafas? You have a group of people. And one of the members of this chabur, eating the Korban Pesach, his hands were yafes, quick hands. Rashi says it's a term for a quick overeater, an excessive eater, above average. Can they expel him from the group? Can they turn to him and say, look, toil, take your portion, take your fair share and leave us. We don't want you as part of our group. Mi aminan, shall we say, Matzi Amalahu, he can turn around to them and say, look, Hakabilton, you've accepted me as a member. Take me as I am. You should have looked into my eating habits. Now that you've accepted me as part of your group, take me as I am. Oidilma, or perhaps they can say, no, this is not what we had in mind. Matzu Lamemele, they can tell him, Ki Kablinon, you know why we accepted you? Litikune Zvicha, to look after the carbon, to ensure that there's no leftovers, no noisar. We assume that you're a normal, typical, average eater. Adata da'achlas tfeiminan loy kablinach. We didn't accept you knowing that you're an overeater. So perhaps that gives them a right to send him off with his portion. Don't take part in our achila. Tashma, let's bring a right from our mission. Mishnah says, if one of the members of the Chabura chooses to invite some of his friends to come along as well, Rashoin b'nei Chabura litin le'ishaloi, they have full right to give him his share and let him share it with whomever he wants. V'hu oichel le'ishaloi, and he has his. V'hein oichel le'ishalohem, and they have theirs. My time, why? Do they have a right to do that? Lav mishum dehavale ki adayim shlechad men yafis. Isn't this similar to the case of this overeater? He's bringing along some company. Do your own thing. Take your share and mind your own business. You can't take more than your fair share. So you have a right to our halacha as well. V'yisal kadaitach yodav yafis matzi amrlu kabilta. Now if you maintain that an overeater can always claim to them, look, you've accepted me, and you have no right to expel. This case as well, where he's bringing friends along, in which case he's going to have more than a fair share. It's a very similar case. Why do we say, why does the Mishnah tell us they have a right to expel? Perhaps we have a right from here that in our case as well, this individual who's an overeater, he can be expelled from the group. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva, responded, "Lo, you don't have a right from our mission. It's different. Deya is shani. You're adding more people, more personalities, more opinions into this equation here. And they're not interested in having more people join their Pesach. They have their distinct social setting, their group, and they don't want any unwanted guests. Dinami tarvayu kechad mibnei chabur hu da'achli. Suppose, even if both those people, the member and his friend that he's bringing along, will actually not eat any more than the fair share. Both of them together will only have as much as one member of the Chabur. So overeating is not a concern. Even then, they have a right to refuse. Matzi Armalei, they can tell him, look, we don't want unwanted guests. We don't want a stranger amongst us. So the concern is not because he's taking more than his fair share, rather because he's intruding with a stranger. Now Tosis asks, what's the havamin of the Gemara? of course, we're speaking about a different case, different strangers coming. This explains the hav of amin of the Gemara. In any case, we have no right from the Mishnah to our shayla. Tashma, let's bring another right. The Braisa says, Hashem, she'ochel kazayis bos b'tzad ha'tanur. The servant who was in the middle of roasting the Karban Pesach began to nibble. Ate a kazayis basar at the side of the oven. And we know that once you begin eating the Pesach, you cannot switch locations. Imo yipikech, if he's a wise fellow, memali kreisa rimenu, he fills himself with the Karban Pesach. He finishes the mitzvah. This way, he has no concern about change of location. Imro tzubnei chabura lasas tovi imo. Now, if his fellow chabura members want to be nice to him, boin v'yoishim b'tzidai v'oichon, they come, sit next to him, and they join together. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Ratzu im. This is only because they decided to be extra nice to him. Loi ratzu loi, but otherwise they don't have a chiv. They don't have an obligation to go join him. V'amai, why not? Neimlu, he can turn to them and say, look, we're one group. We're all members of the same carbon. Hokabilton, look, you've accepted me into your group. And you have to look after me. If it so happens that I inadvertently began to eat the Karban Pesach by the tanner, whether it was intentional or non-intentional, the fact is now I'm stuck. And come join me with my carbon. We're meant to be one group. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasan. No, there it's different. You can't bring a right from that case where we say that they have no chiv to go join him. There's no right from there to our shiloh. Our shayla is a person who is an excessive eater. Can he say, well, you've accepted me and you're stuck with me? There's no correlation between one and the other. There's a difference. Shani Hasam, over there it's different. The Amrilei, they can tell him, look, Kika Belinach, when we accepted you, it was not only Adata de Nitrucha Kamon. You were supposed to exert yourself for us. he's the Shamish. That's why you're part of our group. That we should go and exert ourselves on your behalf. That's not what we had in mind. That wasn't part of the deal. And therefore, in that case, certainly they have no chiv to go join him. However, explains Rashi, when it comes to this fellow who's an overeater, the fact that they hadn't looked into him, they hadn't investigated his eating habits, in the case that they weren't really too concerned about it, then, yeah, they accepted him as he is. There's no raya that in our case they can expel him. Toshma, let's bring a raya from a brisa. But a chabura shoya yodav shel echad men yafis. You have a group with an individual who's an overeater. Rashoin, loymar, they have a full right to tell him. Toil, chalka chavetzei. Take your portion and leave us. V'lo yoid, and not only in this case, of a karm pesach, ela afilu chamisha. Even if you have five individuals throughout the year, but also siboilas, they joined together, they made a joint meal. Here as well, if they see that one of them is an overeater, he's not playing fair. They can tell him, take your portion and leave us. Shmamino, it's a clear right to our shayla that the Bnei Chabura of the Karban Pesach, who discover that one of those members is going to be an unfair eater, they can expel him from their group. Fine, so the halacha was concluded. Let's just analyze this braisa. As it begins describing Karban Pesach, not only that, but also five who join together, also siboiles, they can do the same. My veloyoid, what's the veloyoid? What's the greater chiddush in the second case that is not present in the first case? Let me buy you kamar. The brisa is referring to a formula of let me buy you. Needless to say, meaning let me buy you Pesach. Needless to say that by Pesach, they have a full right to expel him. The Motzi Amalei, they can tell him, Ki Kablinach. You know, initially when we joined forces, when we formed the group, there was a purpose to it. Letkuni Zvicha, to look after the carbon, to make sure that there was no noise. And in that case, it seems more simple, more poshut, that they have a right to expel him because the point was to look after the carbon. It wasn't so much that we needed your company here, and we're willing to take you at all costs. The point was we had a purpose in mind, to look after the carbon. We assumed that you're an average eater. Therefore, if he turns out to be above average eater, they can expel him. Ela afilo siboilas nami. But even a siboilas, a joint meal throughout the year. The tzafsa ba'amu, where in that case, the point of joining together is for social interaction, enjoy each other's company. Perhaps there is different. He can turn to them and say, look, you wanted my company. You're getting something in return. You had a mind to take me as I am, the way I am. The chiddush there is, no. Even in that case, it's Hasa Ba'amu, the point was for just for company. Rashi and Loimele can turn to him and say, say, take your portion and leave. So in conclusion, if the Bnei Chavur discover that one of them is an unfair eater, or in a case where, in the case of Al Mishnah, where he brought along some friends, they can expel him from that group. Ikadami is another version of the Gemara. Halo Yiboylan, this was never a question. Of course, if the Chabur discovers that one of the members is going to be an excessive eater, they can give him his fair share and expel him. That wasn't a Shaila. Elohochi Hudi Boylan. Rather, the question was pertaining to the following case. Bnei Chabur Rashoin Lechalek or Lechalek, Oy Einan Rashoin Lechalek. Suppose you have a group of people. They're all average eaters. There's no concern about excessive eating. What then is the question? Can some of them decide, well, we want to split the Korban Pesach, give each person his fair share. Don't have a joint. We don't have a joint access to the animal. Each one gets a portion of the Korban, that's it. This way, we ensure absolute fairness. Can they do that? Rashoin lechalik? Or ain't rashoin lechalik? Well, they don't have a right to do that. Let each one take. Take all you can eat. Let's assume it's pretty much average shear that you're going to eat. I'm not dealing with an excessive eater here. Average people, typical person, you're meant to take as much as you can eat. They have no right to say, well, we want to split it exactly evenly. This way we ensure that each one gets his full portion. Do they have a right to be mechalik or not? Rashoin lechalik? Tashma, let's bring it right. The brayse that we just learned, Bnei Chabura, Shehoyu Yodav Shel Echad Mehen Yofes. Turns out one of the members of the Chabura was an excessive eater. Rashan Leimerloi, Toil Chalkach of Etzei, they have a right to expel him. Oh, we have a diuk. Yodav Yofes in. That's only because he was an overeater. And we know with certainty that he's going to take more than his fair share. In Yodav Yofes Loi, but otherwise, you have no right to split the Korban Pesach. The mindset when joining together was, we're going to sit together and have a meal. Well, this one gets a bit more than the other one. That wasn't a major concern. That was part of the initial agreement that we're going to conduct ourselves as a normal group. Am I right from this price? Only when we have a Yodav Yofes, then they can expel. But otherwise, you must leave it as a collective meal. Shmamino, indeed we have a right from here that they have no right to split the korban. Continues the Gemara with a story. Rav Papa v'Rafuna braid Rav Yeshua arivu rifta, they mixed together, they had a joint meal. Rifta is a bread. They joined in one meal together v'hadi adadi with each other. Ad ochel Rafuna braid Rav Yeshua chada, by the time it took Rafuna to have one loaf or one slice of bread, ochel Rav Papa arba. Rav Papa was already finished his fourth. Gemara Bava Metzia says Rav Papa was large size, he had a large appetite, and he already had four. When Rav Huna only managed to have one. Amar Lei. So Rav Huna turned to Rav Papa and he said, Palegli, let's split up the meal here. It's not going to go anywhere. Amar Lei, so Rav Papa says, too bad, it's too late. Kabilton, you've accepted me. We've joined together. This is our agreement. We have no right to split things in the middle. Esve kolhani tiyufta. So Rav Huna challenged Rav Papa with all these riots that we had in the Gemara, which seemed to prove that when there's an overeater amongst the members, they have a right to expel. Here as well, look, you're eating beyond average. Vishani kedishaninan. And Rav Papa responded the way the Gemara responded, that we have no right. He went down the list. Each one doesn't prove the point. And finally, he got to the last raya, Esve ibn Chabura. He brought him a raya from the Brice of Ibn Chabura. It's pretty clear that when we have an individual who's an overeater, they can expel him. Amar Lei, Rav Papa responded, Hosom de Amrile. There it's different because we're dealing with the Korban Pesach. And certainly they can expel him because they tell him, look, the Amrile, Ki kablinach the tikkuni zvicha. We accepted you, we formed this membership to look after the Korban. The point was for a higher purpose. It wasn't the social setting they were looking for. We were simply looking after the Korban. We assume that you're a typical standard person. And therefore, they have a right to expel him if it turns out otherwise. As opposed to our case here, as Rav Papa is speaking, this is not Korban Pesach. We joined together in camaraderie, and you accepted me as is. Eis ve'sibolos. Oh, now Rav Huna asked him from the second halacha in that very brisa, the sibolos, which is the ordinary weekday meal. It's not a Pesach meal, where the brisa tells us he can expel the overeater. That's not what he had in mind. Polagli, okay, Rav Papa acquiesced, and they split the meal material amongst them. Ozel Orev Bahad Ravina. Then Rav Huna Rav Shua proceeded, and he joined forces with Ravina. What happened there? Ad Ochel Rav Huna Rav Shua Chada. The time it took Rav Huna to eat one, Ochel Ravina Tamanya, he ate eight. Oh, now he regretted his move. Omar, he said, may a puppy, I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas, v'lechad Ravina, rather than one Ravina. Ravina had eight. During the same time, it took Rav Papa to have four. I would have been better off Rav Papa than Ravina. So in summary, we learned that the Bnei Chabura would discover that one of the members is an overeater. Or in a case where he brings along some friends, they can give him his share and expel him from the group. However, if they're all average eaters, just a standard Chabura, and some want to split up evenly, they can't do that. They have to eat collectively. Tanu Rabban, Hamemana Acherim Imoel Pischa. This fellow owns a Korban Pesach, owns a Korban Chagiga, and he allows others to join in to his Korban, and they pay him for it, of course. Moish should be on the chul, and the money that he receives is chul. If one chooses to sell his Korban Oila, Shlomim, not meant to do so, transaction is invalid, and all the money that he receives, Yiplu Nadava. Is applied to the Nadav and the Beis Hamikdash used to buy kabbalas. That's the price. Now once you tell me that selling an oil in a shlam is worthless, mois amai yiplu nadava. Why is the money fall to Nadava? It's not a transaction. There was never a transaction that occurred. Amar Rav Knasa. Truthfully speaking, there was no transaction. You have no right to sell a carbon. It's a kasta rabbanon since he engaged in this activity. Chacham said that the money is meant to be used for Nadava. Umay Kolshein. What did the Brisa mean that Umay's Kolshein, all this money should be used for Nadava? What's Kolshein referring to? Afgav de lihavu shavu elarba. We're speaking, even if the animal was only worth 4 zuz, v'yov lechamishan, they gave him 5 coins. Perhaps I would think it's just a tip, it's a bonus, and it's not really part of the transaction. That fifth one should not be considered as part of the Mekach. The Chiddush of the Brisa is no. The entire amount, Mois Kolshein, is considered transaction money, and the Knas Rabban applies. The entire amount is going to be used for Nadav. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with that story of 5 individuals bringing their 5 Korbanis Pesach, and one of them turned out to be a Baal Mum, in which case one of those weren't Yotze. Mora tells us, there's no option. There's no solution to the case because we have a full-fledged dilemma playing out here. The most goes through all the options, which won't work, and therefore, conclusion is just leave it as is, and they don't bring a Pesach Sheni. We had a Mishnah where the father inspired his children to come to Yerushalayim in a hurry. We learned that joining the Korban can take place up until Shechita, B'michlas Nefashot, the Shechita has to take place with its members. But when it comes to pulling out of the Korban, we have Machlekes, according to Tanakama, Mihi Yois Miseh, as long as the animal is still alive prior to Shechita, according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as it's pre-Zrika, you're okay. We learned that if you have a group who discovers one of those members was Yodav Yofa, he's a quick overeater. They can expel him. If he brings along some friends, they can expel him. But just a standard group of people, average eaters, have no right to split the Karban Pesach amongst themselves. They leave it out in front and eat it collectively. Concluded the Braisa, money received for the membership of the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagig is considered chulim. But if one chooses to sell his carbon oil and shlomim, Chum applied a knas, and the money goes l'nadav. Be well and all the best. Hatzlacha Rabbah.